Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Nebraska's overall farm income has made headlines because of sharp increases this year. But according to Extension Ag Policy Specialist Brad Lubin, the headlines don't tell the complete story. He says the increases depend largely on what you're growing on your operation.
The headline looks like a sharp increase in farm income, and it is up substantially from 2024 into 2025. First caveat is to note it's still down from 2023 and 2022. So we have had, at least on by statistics, a strong year. It doesn't rate compared to our records, but it's been up for the year. And it's been up for the year in spite of the fact that we see headlines and we hear comments. And in fact, we get emails and calls that sort of dispute the numbers, because there's some challenges out there in farm country and some financial concerns. And the statistics here really sort of point the way. While farm income numbers are up, it's really the livestock sector and government payments that are carrying the water for the Nebraska ag sector. Livestock receipts are up substantially. That's 90% cattle in Nebraska, and we know cattle prices have been hitting records before some fallback the last couple, 3 weeks. And so livestock receipts are much stronger and really leading the way. Crop receipts, on the other hand, have fallen pretty steadily since 2022 and are down sharply, to the point that livestock receipts and crop receipts almost used to equal each other 4 years ago. At the moment, livestock receipts are more than double the total value of crop receipts in Nebraska. It just gives you this tale of two sectors, if you will, or as I've called it before, a tale of two farms is really a tale of a farm and a ranch. And on the farm, the crop outlook's looking much tougher. On the ranch, the livestock outlook looks very strong as long as cattle prices remain strong.
Brad also says some government program payments have also had a huge impact on the rise of farm income.
Government payments are a substantial part of the bottom line here. They're more than $2 billion total in Nebraska for calendar year 2025. That's about $1.7 billion higher than they were in 2024. So we think farm income went up almost a little bit over $2.5 billion, and government payments went up $1.7 billion. So it's a reminder of how substantial they are. But the biggest part of government program payments this year is ad hoc assistance. And specifically in this case, it's the assistance that Congress passed in late 2024 to provide some economic relief to ag producers, as well as some ag disaster relief. And as that's been paid out in 2025, that's the substantial bump in farm program, government program payments. Now, two more caveats to note there as well. Not all of the assistance passed in December of 2024 looks like it will be paid out in 2025. Some of those ag disaster programs are still in sign-up, and with the government shutdown that we've had for the last month and plus, those sign-ups have been stalled and only recently started. The expectations, even with the government appearing to move back towards opening its doors, suggest that that sign-up is going to continue to the point that some of those assistance payments roll into 2026. The other caveat is that it does not presume any assistance that hasn't yet been passed or announced. There have been many headlines recently of potential trade assistance. Some seeming promises of trade assistance coming to producers to help offset losses amid current trade conflicts. Unless and until that trade assistance is officially announced, it's not part of any of the estimates yet.
Stay tuned to Extension Almanac for future programs, where Brad discusses how crop farmers are struggling to stay profitable. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.